The first time I saw him, I froze. Something inside me told me not to move. The group of them moved past my car to the man honking behind me. Their bodies were littered with scars and bruises, and their eyes were glazed over. The news made it sound like these were people gone mad, but the way they moved made me think that these may not be people at all. It seemed almost in slow motion the way they piled onto that honker's car. Within seconds, they shattered the glass and pulled him through the windshield. Like a pack of wild dogs, they tore him apart. I found my feet seconds later and pushed on the pedal as hard as I could, driving onto the grassy median. The escaping look of mortality on the man's face still haunts me today. When I drove up, I saw Lieutenant Angel Tenuto, the tall, blonde, spoiled kid who just got out of officer school, a program tailored to turn men into leaders, but I had more command experience in my thumb than he had in his entire body. Angel, where the hell is everyone else?
I was told they were on their way.
I keep calling the commander, but he's not picking up. Wait, is that his truck? No, it's just Saul. What the hell happened to you? You look pale.
You didn't see it? Weren't you on the 5-2?
Can someone please tell me what that was?
I came off the 710. What
was... Those things ran onto the freeway.
See that shit? They tore that car apart like a tin can. Poor angry bastard. I actually kind of feel sorry for him now.
What the hell are you talking about?
You have no idea what's going on.
No, would somebody please explain to me?
You're the one who called us in. Why don't you tell us?
No one told me a thing. All they told me was to call my squad and get my ass down here right away. I heard about the rioters on the radio, but why the hell would they run under the freeway?
Those were not rioters. They attacked a guy who was honking at me on the freeway.
They weren't attacking him. They were eating him.
They were what?
I wasn't far behind Michael. They were taking big chunks and shoving them in their mouths.
What? Why would they...
They were like animals, and they sure as hell weren't like us anymore. Not with those eyes.
Then what were they?
Zombies.
Come on, Saul. This isn't the time.
No joke, Sarge. What if they are?
Think about it just for a second. Okay. Okay. The mental hospital is not too far from here. What if what you saw was just a breakout? We were probably brought in just to take them down.
Oh, you didn't see them. What the hell do you know?
Hey, don't talk to me that way. I'm still an officer, and you're just still a lowly specialist.
Hey, easy, Angel. I got this. Saul, come here.
Well, how can he say that shit? You know as well as I do that the hospital is like 10 miles from here. There's no way they
could
ever...
I agree. I don't think so either. I know he's a pain in the ass, and once he sees one of these things, he'll change his mind. But right now, we can't lose our heads. We still have a chain of command, and he is still in charge.
I know. I'm sorry, Sarge.